This week, Terry Hershey retold this story in his blog. It's a story about Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers. When he stepped out of a subway train in New York some years ago, and on the platform there was a group of people who recognized him, including a young mother whose six-year-old son was with her. And this little boy had a Star Wars lightsaber, and he was waving it around in that overexcited way that kids do sometimes. And he was intent on whacking everything and everyone in his path, including Mr. Rogers. And his mother was mortified. "Honey, please, don't hit Mr. Rogers. It's not polite," she said, "and it might be illegal." Mr. Rogers wasn't fazed at all. He got down on his knees next to that little boy, and so he was eye to eye with him, and he whispered to the little boy. And the little boy whispered back, and then he put away his lightsaber. And they calmly said goodbye, and they moved on. And about an hour later, the people who were traveling with Mr. Rogers couldn't stand the suspense any longer. "You've got to tell us what you said to that boy," they said. And Mr. Rogers said, "I told him, you and I are a lot alike. I have a sword too. Not as nice as yours. Mine is wood. I keep it inside of me for all the times when I don't feel strong. When I think I need to impress people, I take my sword out. I do it because I believe that when people see the sword, they will think I'm strong. But when I feel strong inside, I know I don't need my sword, and I put it away. Looking in your eyes right now, I can see that you are a loved little boy. I see that you are very strong on the inside." The little boy said, "I guess I don't need my sword today." It seems to me that there are so many places in the world right now, people, governments, terrorists, candidates with their swords drawn. We may not be able to do much about most of them, but we too go around waving our swords sometimes, feeling less than strong inside, thinking if we whack someone else, we will feel better. In this moment of silence, I invite you to scan, to review your life in this last week and your own heart. What moments made you feel unstrong and moved you to draw that sword to protect yourself? Just as you are, for being this you, strong enough for this moment. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You understand everything I do. You are closer to me than my thoughts. You see through my selfishness and weakness into my inmost self. There is not one corner of my mind that you do not know completely. You are present before me, behind me. You hold me in the palm of your hand.